From the WFIR newsroom, this is your culture calendar, sponsored by the Roanoke Cultural Endowment. See more at roanokeculturalendowment.org. I'm Gene Moreno. The Taubman Museum of Art presents the Mo Willem Studio, based on the children's author and illustrator's book, Opposites Abstract. Cindy Peterson is executive director for the Taubman Museum. She says Opposites Abstract, on exhibit through September 14th, is also an interactive experience.
20 colorful large-scale paintings using ink and acrylic on paper, and those are on the second floor. And then, you know, you go into our Strauss Art Venture. We have a number of interactives there. We have the glass room, which is right outside of the front desk. And it's a whole area where we have 9 special interactives, everything from, you know, drawing a curve and on a screen, you know, and comparing it to straight lines, looking at translucent shapes on an overhead projector, and seeing that light, color, and shadow. So we've had a great turnout so far, but we want to, you know, make sure people know, because you don't want to miss it.
The Historical Society of Western Virginia invites the public to the O. Winston Lake Museum for an exhibit appropriate for the July 4th holiday, Stand of Colors. Ashley Webb is the museum's executive director.
Stand of Colors, so that is a Revolutionary War flag exhibition. So we have a big touchscreen in there talking about all the different flags that were created and used during the Revolution. That one's going to be up until July 8th.
At the Eleanor D. Wilson Museum on the Hollins University campus, an exhibition entitled Women Working with Clay through July 27th, featuring works by well-known contemporary ceramic artists. Get tickets now for 2 plays opening July 24th, Leaving Iowa at Showtimers Community Theater, the musical Guys and Dolls at Attic Productions in Fincastle, and in Bedford, the musical Wizard of Oz opens July 11th for a 2-week run at Little Town Players. A new era for Southwest Virginia Ballet. Retired professional dancer Lawrence Blake is the new artistic director. Following the retirement of Pedro Zelaya after 18 years, Blake has been teaching classes recently with the Star City School of Ballet.
I mean, this is a major commitment. And I thought, well, I enjoyed working with the students, and I enjoyed what I saw with their production values and whatever. And I thought, well, go for it. What do you got to lose? Give back to the community.
At the Art on First Gallery in downtown Roanoke, it's Mosaics Today, a group exhibition from members of the Blue Ridge Mosaic Society, wall hangings and sculptures, mosaic jewelry, and more. There's an opening reception next Friday, July 11th, from 5 to 8 p.m. At the Salem Museum, Salem's Hidden Hero, Andrew Lewis and the Revolutionary War. It's now open in the main gallery through early September. Admission is free. DJ Williams at the Spot on Kirk this Saturday. The Dead Reckoning Grateful Dead Tribute Band at Five Points Music Sanctuary, also this Saturday. Check for more local events online, and that's your WF.
Hello, my name is Lisa Spencer, and I'm the Executive Director of Local Colors. We are so grateful for the Roanoke Cultural Endowment for sponsoring the cultural calendar. We celebrate cultural heritages from around the globe with a variety of events, including the Local Colors Festival with the Parade of Nations. Go to localcolors.org for more information.